Kiss Me, Mi Amor by Alana Quintana Albertson. Read by Christoph Landa. Chapter 1. Enrique Montes bit into his carne asada taco. The spices from the braised beef were cooled from the neutralizing dollop of fresh crema. Thank God, Enrique told his older brother Ramon, gesturing across the table with tacos still in hand. This badass woman agreed to marry you. His future sister-in-law, Julieta Campos, had cooked a meal for her family and his brothers at their now weekly Sunday dinner in his restaurant, Las Pescas. Julieta and her mother, Linda, adored taking care of their loved ones, which now, luckily, included Enrique. Julieta's lips twisted into a wry smile. Ramon simply looked at her with eyes of love. I thank God every day. He pressed a kiss to her hand, then looked back at Enrique. But after putting up with you for the past 28 years, I deserved a miracle. Enrique glared across the table at Ramon and his future bride. His brother whispered something into Julieta's ear, which caused her to giggle. Enrique rolled his eyes. He should simply be happy for his brother and his fiancée. Still, a brief stab of envy tore through him. Man, you're so whipped. I'll never be like that. His younger brother Jaime rolled his eyes. Yeah, because no one would deal with your weird bullshit. Do you have to do yoga on our deck every morning? Better than you flipping tires in our yard, Enrique retorted. Julieta's cousins, Tiburón and Rosa, laughed while Julieta's mother scooped out a huge portion of rice onto everyone's plates. What a trip to see the Monteses and Camposes, formerly mortal enemies, breaking bread. Well, more accurately, tearing tortillas around the table. Notably absent, and most certainly not invited, was Enrique's father, Arturo. He'd begun the family feud decades ago when Arturo stole a fish taco recipe from Linda, his spring break fling. But Enrique was a peacemaker, and he hoped that even though his father's actions were forgivable, one day his father would repent and make amends with Linda, Julieta, and Ramon, though deep down he knew that with his father's deeply ingrained machismo, that fantasy happy ending was probably a pipe dream. Enrique's immediate concern was spending quality time in a warm family environment that he and his brothers had never known. This connection has already changed Ramon significantly. His elder brother had benefited in amazing ways, even though Enrique teased him. Ever since Ramon and Julieta had become engaged, his workaholic sibling was now all about that family life. Ramon spent his free time playing lotería with Julieta's overbearing tías, and he'd started volunteering at the Barrio Logan College Institute in his newly adopted community. He even hosted the weekly La Vuelta lowrider cruise with Tiburón. Enrique studied Ramon, who had a big grin on his face. Enrique couldn't imagine being in such a committed relationship. Not until he struck out on his own and became something more than just the middle Montes brother. Ramon was the smartest, and Jaime was the cutest. And Enrique was always the peacemaker.
Salud!
Linda held up her sangria, and everybody clinked glasses before continuing to eat. This was the life. Family. All together.